אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. On Wednesday, Foreign Minister Yair Lapid and Moroccan Foreign Minister Nasser Bourita signed a series of framework agreements in Rabat. Lapid was the first Israeli foreign minister to visit Morocco since Sylvain Shalom, who tried to bring about normalization in 2003. After the ceremony, Lapid said, "The only wars that have any meaning are those against poverty, against ignorance, against pandemics and sickness." Before quoting the Quranic verse, "If they lean towards peace, you too should lean towards it." At a small ceremony limited by COVID-19 restrictions, Yair Lapid inaugurated Israel's liaison officer in Morocco's capital on Thursday morning, following last year's agreement to re-establish ties after two decades. Speaking after the ceremony, Lapid said that Israel and Morocco would upgrade their relations to full diplomatic ties and open the embassies in each other's countries within 2 months. Later, at a press conference in Casablanca, after he met with members of the Jewish community, Lapid said that Moroccan Foreign Minister Nasser Bourita is expected to be aboard the first Royal Air Maroc flight from Morocco to Israel in either October or early November, in order to open the Moroccan embassy in Tel Aviv. President Yitzhak Herzog invited Morocco's King Mohammed VI to visit Israel too. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid says he's indefinitely recalling Israel's envoy to Warsaw for consultations over Poland's passage of a law that severely restricts World War II-era restitution claims. The foreign minister will also advise Poland's ambassador to Israel to remain on vacation in his homeland. Lapid described Poland's legislation as an anti-Semitic and immoral law. He added, "This evening Poland turned into an anti-democratic, illiberal country that doesn't respect the greatest tragedy in human history. We must never remain silent. Israel and the Jewish people definitely will not be silent." Prime Minister Naftali Bennett last night described the passage of the legislation as a shameful decision and a disgraceful contempt for the memory of the Holocaust. Defence Minister Benny Gantz also commented on Poland's passage of the law, saying, "As the son of Holocaust survivors, I am deeply disturbed by the law passed in Poland that effectively prevents justice for the victims of the Holocaust and their families. Property restitution is a small yet significant part of the process to fulfil the rights of those who have survived and to acknowledge those who have perished in one of the world's biggest genocides. I call on my international partners to condemn this move in one voice." After more than 6 decades, the IDF is overhauling how it evaluates the thousands of youth who join the army each year in order to determine their job assignments. On Wednesday, the IDF's personnel directorate unveiled a new model to replace the system known as Quality Groups, QABA. The previously heavily criticised quality group score was assessed education, intelligence and suitability. The new version takes into account cognitive ability, resilience, managerial capabilities, adaptive capacity and more. The changes, which will come into effect on October the 1st, aim to ensure optimal utilisation of manpower throughout an individual's service. The previous testing system has long been thought to have favoured certain privileged segments of society and disadvantaged other recruits. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett announced an investment of 2.5 billion shekel in health infrastructure in order to fight back against the ultra-contagious Delta coronavirus variant. He said the government will recruit 2,000 more doctors, nurses, hospital staff and paramedics in order to prepare for a significant increase in hospitalised COVID patients. The new hires, which are set to be permanent, will help Israel buy time until the vaccination system will begin to lower the outbreak. Health Minister Nitzan Horovitz said on Friday that children will be vaccinated against COVID-19 in schools at the start of the academic year, despite a dispute with the Education Minister on the issue. The statement came amid a tussle between health officials and Education Minister Yifat Shasha Biton, who opposes giving shots during the school day and has courted controversy by previously calling the idea of vaccinating students in schools a crime. With the opening of the academic year just over 2 weeks away, the government has approved a plan on how to operate schools during the pandemic that will rely on extensive virus testing of pupils in order to rapidly spot those who are infected and quarantine them and prevent them from passing on the virus to others. Israel began offering a third coronavirus vaccine dose to those over the age of 50 on Friday, after Health Minister Director General Nachman Ash accepted the recommendations of a government advisory panel of health experts. Medical staff, those with underlying illnesses, as well as prisoners and wardens, will be eligible for the booster. Transportation Minister Merav Michaeli and Health Minister Nitzan Horovitz both went within hours of the announcement to receive their third dose. Of the first 600,000 Israelis who received a third dose of the coronavirus vaccine, fewer than 50 reported experiencing side effects. The symptoms reported were all mild, such as pain at the injection site, fever and nausea, and passed quickly. According to figures released on Friday morning, 462 people are in a serious condition from COVID-19. Health Ministry data showed that among unvaccinated Israelis aged 60+, there are 120.9 people per 100,000 in serious condition. Among the partially vaccinated, this is cut to 45.3. Among the vaccinated, the figure is just 19.1, one-sixth of the unvaccinated. Israel is undertaking a major campaign to improve vaccination rates among Israeli Arabs, particularly in the Bedouin community. Only one-third of eligible Israeli Arabs have taken the vaccine, mainly due to misinformation. Palestinian Authority Health Minister Meir Kiles said on Thursday that the PA has received another 150,000 doses of the vaccine from Pfizer. Most Palestinians remain unvaccinated. Around 100,000 of the doses have been allocated to the Gaza Strip. The vaccines were part of a contract with Pfizer to bring 4 million doses to Ramallah, but so far around 1 million have arrived. Birthright is cancelling its remaining 42 trips this summer because of new Israeli rules that require Americans arriving in Israel to quarantine for a week. A bus driver was violently attacked on Friday by a passenger who refused to wear a face mask. The Eger Tavura Bus Company's Drivers Committee said in a statement that the passenger came onto a bus without a mask, refused the driver's request that he wear a mask while cursing at him. After the driver asked him not to swear, the passenger hit the driver with his phone. The incident occurred near the entrance to the Shvut Rachel settlement. The driver, Mohammed Kak, was evacuated to the Shaare Tzedek Medical Center in Jerusalem. Kak said he asked the man to wear a mask on the bus because it's a bulletproof variant that has no windows to open, and health experts have said that with limited ventilation, COVID-19 can more rapidly spread. The entrance of buses to Shvut Rachel was halted by Eged's management following the incident. Police said that the suspect, a 21-year-old from the nearby settlement of Shiloh, was arrested shortly after the incident. He was brought before a court and his remand was extended until Monday. Dr. Sharon Elroy Price, head of public health services at the Health Ministry, said on Friday that she'd been given a panic button by authorities to alert police of any potential danger following continued harassment and threats by anti-vaxxers. Anti-vaxxers staged a protest outside Elroy Price's home last month, with some participants heard calling her the daughter of the devil and a Nazi murderer. And in some good news, Amazon has reintroduced free shipping to Israel after withdrawing the service last year due to the outbreak of the pandemic. Free shipping is now available, but only for certain items and for orders over $65. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.